Hey, what's going on, everybody? Monday belongs to the Mini Bites. Welcome to the J360 Mini Bites, Episode 6. I am your host, J.M. Brady, and we got something to talk about. Man, you know, as I go through the motions of becoming a CEO and building my own business and getting where I need to be, I don't know what it is. Maybe I'm doing something right, because one way or another, I'm just seeing a lot of people's toxicity coming out of the woodwork. I mean, of course you expect that kind of stuff if you're always trying to be different and a trendsetter. If you're always trying to do something a little different, getting where you need to be. Like, you might not be the all-star at your job, you might not be the all-star at your college courses, you might not be a lot of things at a lot of places. But you know you're a legend in your own right because you keep working and building towards it, and you're just always moving in secret. You're picking up the techniques and using them. Which is what some of the things that, you know, some of the traits that we as creators out there all need to do. If you feel yourself at the low or short end of the stick, let me tell you something. It might not be that way. You might be at the long end of a greater journey than you think. You're just not meant to be like anyone else. Now, while I'm saying that, today was some very interesting circumstances regarding, networking. See, the thing about networking is, it's hard because of the people around you that make it hard. And sometimes some people have this narrative that they run on that is either factual based or highly opinionated based. And sometimes when it comes to factuals, people love to take their opinions and overcloak the facts. And why I'm saying that is that, you know, as a content creator here, my job is to meet with people of all different backgrounds and sources to see if they could help me out and see if they had the potential to be a part of my crew and my team. I'm always scouting for new talent and new creatives. And the problem is with that, sometimes people got an inflated sense of ego. Don't like that at all. I don't even like it when mine tries to flare up, so I always try to keep it in check. We're not perfect people, mind you, but still, at the same time, there's no reason to be unkind, and there's no reason to always suspect the worst of people. Today, I managed to see a pretty nice-looking model. I mean, she was sexy, and she was wearing her bikini, first bikini of the season. Yeah, because now it's allegedly spring, and you don't think that it's going to snow in April, right? You don't think that cold weather that's still looming around here is pretty much an anomaly out there. Our whole climate system, but that's a whole different episode. But going back into it, so she's wearing a bikini, showing it off to everybody, and she got a pretty nice booty. I'm not going to lie. It was nice. But the thing about it is, yeah, sure, a lot of men over there. See, the women that were praising her, they were all saying, yes, queen, slay, queen, all right, queen, that is the nicest ass I've ever seen, queen, things like that. And she all giving them comments, showing heart emojis, and everything, saying, yeah, girl, we're going to be awesome, we taking over the system and stuff. But then I see, like, a lot of the comments with men on there, saying, like, some of them say yummy, some of them say, like, oh, that's very nice, and everything else. And she starts cutting them down. She starts putting up, it's the block. Oh, yeah, that's pathetic. I give that a 2 out of 10. And I'm like, what the hell is her problem? Now, the ones that go ahead and do perverted content on Instagram, I mean, let's be real. You know, like, some of them are going to come up and say something out of the woodwork anyway. That's just what it does. Because, you know, the internet's the internet, and it's open to everybody. Some of these people are in the public library posting this crap, you know? And you see, sometimes the comment section is just a comment section. But see, when some people see that kind of stuff, oh, they go all to be damned. They go crazy as a mug. Like, you can go ahead and look at me and say, well, Jay, there's sometimes we throw comments on your thing. And I'm like, yeah, I know. My Facebook is interesting because, see, the thing about it is, I like the quiet and I like to be able to post whatever I want. But whenever I hear somebody come up and want to post some stupid stuff over there, which had nothing to do with the original context, I'm always like, you could have done that on your own page, jackass. Don't do that on mine, because then I'm going to start talking to you on that level. But, you see, the thing about it is, outside of that, I'm okay with stupid stuff as long as it's funny. But when I see, like, this kind of stuff here, some of these things are just, like, regular comments over, like, how she looks. And if anything, that's what she's been posting about how she looks. And you see, sometimes a man finds a woman attractive, in case you ain't realized this, and they go ahead and they say something nice as complimentary. Somewhere along the line in the new 10s, that became a no-no. That became pretty much a cardinal sin to some people. Even though clothes are made for all of us to look our very best, or attempt to, and people will compliment on us. And sometimes you just got to be like, oh, that's cool. But if it's like an offensive comment, like say, oh, you know, you look like one of those Muslims and yada, 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 and things like that. It's like, oh, yeah, what do you got against Muslims? See, that's different. But if you look at somebody and say, oh, hey, that's a nice outfit. That's pretty cute. You know what I'm saying? Then you got them saying, well, what's cute? What's beautiful? What do you mean? So guess what I did in reference to this model? I said, well, hey, that's a nice view. You know what I mean? And see, I purposely made that vague to see what sort of comment I would get back. And guess what she said? Don't make it weird, bro. And then I paused for a minute. Because one thing, I barely know this chick. Secondly, I'm nobody's bro except for the people that are working really hard at trying to make it credible, entertaining, or informative content out here, because at the end of the day, that's what we try to do as content creators. We try to help and try to provide a source for people now and again. Unless you're like working really hard or on that level with me, then we can consider ourselves fam, which is like everybody else in the podcast verse and everybody else in independent filmmaking. But nah, not somebody like that. I said, hold up. I'm not your bro. And secondly, you're the one wearing that bikini and posting that picture. How about treating everybody with respect instead of the ones that you want to favor? Because I see you have a problem with men. If you want equality so much, then go ahead and treat everybody the same. Or do you suck at that too? Then I left it at that. The point is this. Don't be an asshole, right? Because when you run around here, you do all that rude kind of stuff, it'll come back on you tenfold. And with somebody like me, I'm gonna treat you the way you want to be treated, especially if you are arrogant so-and-so like that. And I'm not gonna say that, oh, you're being sexist, you're being this, you're being that. No, I treat everybody equally. One way or another, you're gonna get what's coming to you when you do that kind of stuff. You just can't purposely be rude. You can't like be, oh, I'm gonna praise a few, but I'm gonna damn the rest. That's just not the way it works. Especially if you're like a content creator, or especially if you want to work in an industry where, you know, people are working tirelessly every day to make you look good so that they can sell a product. If anything, you're selling a product, that's just somebody I pretty much don't need to do business with, you know? And if you really think about it, a compliment or an opinion or any of that stuff, it really shouldn't hurt you in the end. That's just where they come from. That's just different acts and responsibilities and things the people from different backgrounds than you do. It's kind of like, you know what, say like you got a rule in your house and they don't have a rule, they don't necessarily follow the same rule that you have in your house. That's something you're not used to. A long time ago, it used to be like, you know, you would analyze, you would think critically about who you work with, you would go ahead and accept certain things, and then they would have to accept certain things about you, you know. And you see, the problem is that people nowadays have long since forgotten that, because everybody wants somebody submissive to one rule of thinking. And I don't care what feminism says out there. I don't care what sexism says out there. I've been me for at least 32 years, and I'm going to be me. I'm going to carry myself well, and I'm going to make compliments and comments no matter where I go, because guess what? That's me as an adult. And then if there's things I don't like, I'll say no to. If there's things I like, I'll say yeah to. You know? But one way or another, with all these false narratives and all these lies and stupidity and all this rampant toxicity that's in the world nowadays, and people's overall opinion of what makes a great man or a great woman, or well, we consider ourselves gods and goddesses nowadays because, hey, our ego's just that much fat now. It makes you wonder, where do we stand as people? As far as I know is, until the day I die, I'm going to be me. And see, there's times where I'm humble, and then there's times where I'm arrogant, and then there's other times where I'm confident, and then there's other times where, you know what, I just don't give a damn. And you'll hear a lot about that, especially in episode 93 of the J-Man Show, when I talk about the crap that goes on at my job. I don't care about any of those people, but I do what I gotta do. You know what I'm saying? So as I look at this, and I'm like, you know what, that's just somebody that's not in the future of my industry, and you do not lower me down to the status of a bro. Well, you don't even know my name. That is the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen in my life. And it's unfortunate that people like that, considering how attractive she was attractive, but she ain't got no sense up there, you know, are getting all this attention now. And it goes on both sides for men and women. But hey, that's just how ridiculous the human race is now. But I'm glad you all heard me out on this spiel, because we're getting closer to that 10 minute run, so I'm gonna go ahead and get off of here for now. But thanks for listening to the mini bite. I'm gonna try to get you another one later on. Peace.